everyone. I'm Caspi Bias, and you're listening to Adulting the Podcast. This show covers all you need to know about how to survive adulthood and life after college. Today we're talking all about being an introvert in the workforce after college. Our guest that is joining me today to talk more about this topic is Craig Wilson. Craig is a training manager for a local software company. Thank you for joining us today, Craig.
Hi, Caspi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So I understand that in addition to being a training manager, you identify yourself as an introvert. What is it about you that makes you an introvert? Why do you consider yourself one?
So introversion doesn't necessarily mean that you're shy, quiet, or reserved. People that are introverted are high sensory people, so they take in a lot of information from their surroundings. They gain energy from being alone. So every time they're interacting with someone, that person that they're interacting with is, whether that person is unaware of it or not, they're taking energy from that individual. And so, and as an introvert myself, I can go to an event or a gathering where I typically wouldn't know anyone. And while there would be some slight anxiety about not knowing someone at a party, being somewhat shy to a small extent, I'm willing to open up and have conversation with individuals, meet other people. But once I'm out of that party, I'm completely exhausted. Like I just want to go home, go get in the bed and watch YouTube. It doesn't necessarily mean that I don't like people, but I enjoy my alone time a lot more.
I definitely understand that. I would definitely consider myself an introvert as well. I get my energy by being by myself. I may be listening to music, watching Netflix, YouTube videos, different activities here and there that allow me to gather that energy back. So when I'm out and about, I have enough energy to have that interaction with everyone. It's kind of like a battery. As I continue to interact with individuals, my battery is drained, and I need to take that step back to be by myself. Shyness is more of a, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to go up to this individual, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say. Just this overall fear of talking to people. Introversion is, I can talk to this person, but only for so long, and then my energy runs out. Then, as you're saying, then I need to go home, and then I need to take a nap.
So sometimes you're not able to leave in time, and so your battery kind of hits zero, and then you kind of have like the blank stare on your face, and you're just not
right.
You're just nodding to the conversation, but you're really like, yeah, I really want to leave.
Right, right. And then as far as being quiet, quiet means to be making little to no noise. Again, different from an individual needing to be by his or herself, to have some alone time in order to be energetic again around others. Being reserved, that's more keeping information about themselves to themselves. Moving on toward introverts in the workforce, introverts aren't usually celebrated in the corporate world as much as they should be. Any struggles that you can name from your end, Craig?
I think for the most part, most people that if they see you kind of that introvert lane where you're not really hanging out with a bunch of different people, that kind of gets overlooked where that person may be seen inadequate for certain roles or responsibilities. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. That does make sense. There have been times where I would want a specific role or position in corporate, but I would hear comments like, you're more introverted, so you should look more into this path as far as a career. Being an introvert can be very difficult in those instances, so you just have to be comfortable with yourself when you run into people who don't quite understand you the way that you do.
Yes, I agree. I remember one time I was in college, so I won't say the company's name, but they had a job interview event, and then they would have a dinner. They would put you and a few other candidates at a banquet table with a higher up manager and a possible manager that you could be working for. And so you'd have to engage in conversations amongst the group. And so I would try to kind of pick my spot to when I would answer questions. But, you know, if you're sitting at a table with an extrovert, of course, they're kind of taking over the conversation, of course. And so you're trying to throw in kind of questions, but you don't want to seem like you're kind of cutting people off. So you want to seem like you're kind of a team player and you're letting other people talk. Once that conversation point moves on to a different point, now you're kind of lapsed in and time to kind of answer any of your questions. And so one funny moment happened where kind of the conversation moved on to another point, but my question I felt was still very important. So I kind of asked that question, and like the conversation kind of came to a halt at that moment. So there with the other candidates, the manager and the higher up there, you know, there was a bit of awkward silence. And so, oh man, like the nerves kind of hit me, and I was definitely quiet probably the rest of the evening because of that situation.
I cannot tell you how many times where I will be working with different coworkers and they will be more extroverted than me. There will be tons of meetings where an extrovert would just be chatting away, not letting others get a word in, and I would just be thinking, man, this person is just talking and talking and talking. And then if you don't talk enough because your energy is down or from trying to get a word in or etc., you get criticized for it. So yes, the struggle is real for us introverts. But make no mistake, that doesn't mean we can't survive in the field. There are even introverted leaders in corporate as well. Take Craig, for example. Craig, what recommendations do you have for being a leader as an introvert while in a management role?
So I'm a manager of a training development team where I am. So as an introvert, for my own team, I kind of have to step out of my own comfort zone to get to know them as individuals. I would suggest to any introvert that's looking to be a leader, be comfortable being outside of your comfort zone. And so what I found that for me was taking pride in my own team. So in their performance, as they improved and grew as a team, I would usually go out for lunch or depending on go out for dinner. And so I would kind of be the host of that lunch or dinner. So in a typical introvert role, is usually someone else is the host and you're kind of an attendee. In this leadership role, I'm the host and I'm the one that's kind of steering the conversation. So you have to exert more energy, a lot more energy as a leader than you would if you were just a part of the team. Another recommendation I would say is look at your own management style. Tailoring your management style to your personality. If you're not someone that wants to be on top of your team all the time and have that constant interaction, maybe having kind of loose management style, whereas more so you're working towards goals as opposed to managing every single detail for your team. And so for my team, I would kind of outline the goal. Now, I would state, well, here are certain parameters. The training can only be an hour long, so they have to accomplish this task with our time period. But it's up to you to see how you would accomplish that goal. If I'm not in the meeting, I'm usually getting contacted by someone about a question, or they want my advice on a process, or they want me to approve of something. And so one thing I would suggest is kind of schedule time for yourself. If it's only for 10 or 15 minutes, schedule a 15-minute break a couple of times throughout your day so you can kind of gather yourself and gather that energy.
Yeah, that's some pretty good advice.
Yeah, I work from home a lot now. I work from home primarily now. So, but one thing I did do at previous jobs where I had to be in an office is try to find if you have the opportunity, try to scout out a place in the building no one goes. One place I used to go to, I used to work in Buckhead, I won't say the organization's name, but they had a floor where the floor wasn't finished, construction on the offices. And so I would just go to that floor and just hang out when I was trying to get away or trying to collect some time for myself.
Any other tips or pieces of advice for our audience, specifically those who are introverts who are working in the workforce at this time?
Oh, yeah, sure, definitely. If there's an event that either I would have the opportunity to kind of talk socially with my bosses or engage with other departments, I would take that opportunity. The job that I got after college, the job pretty much had me kind of sitting at a computer all day. There wasn't a lot of communication that I had to do with my higher-ups and typically my colleagues. Now, there'll be times like during breaks where I would go and we'd hang outside, have chit chat here and there. Other than that, kind of stay to myself. And so there would be office parties or events that the organization would have. And so I would decide to not go to the event. I felt like I had better things to do with my time. And so I didn't have the opportunity to network with my bosses, really getting to know my bosses, like kind of in a social environment. And a colleague pulled me to the side and he told me, people are always watching. Everyone in the organization is watching you typically. So it could be your boss, your boss's boss, your boss's boss's boss, a colleague, a possible person from another department. Everyone is paying attention to what you do. So if you decide to not go to an event or you decide not to participate in a gathering, that's going to be looked upon as a negative for you. And so regardless of how good of a job you're doing, if people don't feel like you're a part of the team or you connect with them, then if there's an opportunity where someone has to be either laid off or let go, they're going to go with the person they like more. If you're not there, people make their minds up of the type of person that you are. So if they feel that you're reserved or they feel you're too quiet, then they're going to see you as someone that's not likable, even if none of that information is true. So you don't want people to kind of make the presumption about you. You want to put your best foot forward so you make them best impression possible.
Right, exactly. Not only that too, but you're also able to find out about other job opportunities by taking a certain amount of energy to talk to others. I remember this one time when I was back in corporate, there was some lunch and learn one day. Being an introvert, I want to regain my energy that I had lost that morning by having lunch by myself outside. But for some reason, I decided to go. The presenter at the lunch and learn was a director of an HR business unit. I ended up introducing myself to him and he was very nice, very open. We continued to connect and met for lunch at one point. During that lunch, I told him a little bit more about me and he recommended that I apply for a position that wasn't even on the job board yet. And that's how I got my next role. So you really have to put yourself out there. An additional note, don't take yourself for granted, introverts. Know your worth. Use your strength of being able to listen and have closer connections with people by speaking with executive staff members through one-on-one lunches, coffees, or phone chats. During networking events, seek out extroverts and connect with them so that when they continue talking to lots of people, they can talk about you as well and your accomplishments. Yet another way to go ahead and spread the word about yourself. Don't try to act like an extrovert and then get exhausted from the process. Use your introversion as an advantage. Thank you so much, Craig, for participating in our conversation today. And thank you, audience, for listening. I'm Caspi Bias. See you next time.